never start what you can't finish. This one line can change how you live your entire life. Most people get excited to begin something new, but they don't think about what it takes to finish. They join projects, make promises, set goals, and then leave them halfway. And every time that happens, they lose a little trust in themselves. They wake up with guilt. They feel the weight of unfinished work, and deep down they know they've lowered their own standards. But imagine if you only started what you were sure you could finish. Imagine the pride of closing every chapter you open. You'd respect yourself more. Others would respect you more. And your confidence would grow stronger every single day. That's what this lesson is about. Building a life where your actions match your word. Stay with me, because learning this rule will protect your focus, your discipline, and your future. Chapter 1. Think twice before starting anything you cannot finish. Think about your own life for a moment. How many times have you rushed into something with excitement, only to abandon it halfway because the weight of commitment was heavier than you expected? That's where so many people lose themselves. They start what they cannot finish, and each time it happens, something inside of them grows weaker. Discipline fades. Self-respect shrinks, and belief in themselves begins to disappear. You see, success isn't just about starting big ideas or bold projects. Success is about finishing. And finishing begins long before you take the first step. It begins with the decision to think twice before you start anything. Every time you commit to something, you are making an agreement with yourself, and when you break that agreement, you are teaching your mind that your word doesn't mean much. You are showing yourself that you can't be trusted. Now think about the impact of that. How can you grow strong if you don't even trust your own word? How can you build confidence when every week you add something new to your plate, but last week's effort is still sitting unfinished? The habit of starting without finishing slowly destroys your character. That's why you must think carefully before you begin, because once you start, it becomes your responsibility to finish. Most people don't stop to ask themselves the hard questions before they commit. They get caught up in the moment. The new project feels exciting. The new habit feels inspiring. The new idea feels motivating. But what happens when that excitement fades? What happens when the first few days of energy turn into the long grind of responsibility? This is where most people quit, and they quit not because the goal was impossible, but because they never ask themselves if they had the time, the energy, or the discipline to see it through. Thinking twice before starting is about protecting yourself from that trap. It's about making decisions with your future in mind, not just your feelings in the moment. If you want to build a stronger life, you must learn to pause before you commit. Ask yourself, do I truly have the time for this? Do I have the energy and the discipline to give it my full attention? Am I prepared to pay the price it will demand of me? Because everything you start demands a price. It will take your time, your energy, your focus, sometimes even your money. And if you are not ready to pay, you should not begin. Think about it. Isn't it better to say no from the beginning than to say yes and walk away later? Isn't it more powerful to stay silent than to speak a promise you will not keep? People often underestimate the damage of unfinished work. They think it doesn't matter if they drop a goal here or abandon a habit there. But every incomplete project becomes a reminder of weakness. Every half-finished goal sits in your mind as proof that you couldn't follow through, and that memory follows you. You can feel it when you go to bed at night. You can feel it when you look in the mirror. That little voice inside whispers, "You didn't finish last time. What makes you think you'll finish this time?" That voice grows louder with each unfinished effort, and if you let it, it will control you. But when you think twice before starting, you silence that voice. You build a reputation with yourself that says, "If I start, I finish. If I commit, I deliver." That's how confidence is built. Now understand, thinking twice doesn't mean you never take risks. It doesn't mean you avoid challenges. No, it means you prepare yourself before you begin. You weigh the reality of the challenge against your current ability to handle it. You make a decision based on clarity, not emotion. If you say yes, you mean yes. If you say no, you mean no. This way your life becomes clean, sharp, and powerful. You no longer live in a mess of half-done tasks and abandoned goals. You live with order and strength. So how do you apply this principle in daily life? Start with the small thing. Before you commit to reading a book, ask yourself if you are truly ready to finish it. Before you sign up for a new class, ask if you have the hours to attend. Before you promise to help someone, check if you can truly be. Each time you pause and think, you are training yourself to act with wisdom. You are telling yourself that your time is valuable and your word is sacred. When you master this, something changes inside of you. You start finishing more. You start taking on fewer things, but you finish all of them. And this creates momentum. Confidence comes not from beginning, but from completing. Each finished task becomes proof of your strength. Each completed goal becomes evidence that you can trust yourself. Over time, this builds a foundation so strong that you stop fearing big challenges. Why? Because you know that if you start, you will finish. That belief is what separates the average from the extraordinary. But let's be real. There will always be temptation to start something new. The world is full of distractions. Every day someone will invite you to join, to try to start. And in the moment, it feels easier to say yes than to say no. But saying yes without thought is weakness. It's giving away your focus. You don't have unlimited energy. You don't have unlimited time. What you have is limited, and what you start with it must be finished. That's why discipline begins with your choices. Say yes to less. Say yes only to what you know you can carry through. Many people live in regret because they gave in too easily to every new thing. They tried this, they tried that, they promised too much, and now they feel exhausted and guilty. Because nothing is complete. Don't let that be you. Stand guard at the door of your commitments. Be selective. Be careful. Don't confuse starting with achieving. Starting is easy. Anyone can start. Finishing is where the real strength lies. Finishing is what changes your life. Think about how it feels to finish something important. You stand taller. You breathe easier. You sleep better at night. That sense of pride doesn't come from beginning. It comes from crossing the line. And that only happens if you thought twice before starting. When you choose carefully, you position yourself for victory. You avoid the shame of quitting, and you gain the pride of completion. If you want real progress, make this your rule. Never start what you can't finish. Think about your health. Don't begin a diet you can't maintain. Instead, choose small changes you can keep for life. Think about your money. Don't commit to a plan you won't sustain. Instead, build habits you can stay with daily. Think about your work. Don't take on responsibilities you can't deliver. Instead, finish the projects you already hold. These decisions may feel small, but they shape who you become. Every strong person you admire built their strength by finishing. They built a track record with themselves that says, "I can be trusted. I don't give up." That track record wasn't built in one day. It was built choice by choice. Each time they thought twice before starting, they added another brick to their foundation. And you can do the same. Your life will change the moment you respect your own word. Respect begins with careful choices. If you say yes, make sure it is a yes you can keep. If you say no, stand by it without guilt. This is not just about discipline. It's about dignity. It's about knowing that when you look at yourself, you see someone who doesn't run from responsibility. You see someone who finishes. Remember, you don't need to do everything. You only need to finish what matters. Think twice before starting, and you'll notice how much lighter and clearer your life becomes. You'll carry less, but you'll complete more. And that's the path to strength, confidence, and true progress. The world is full of people who start and never finish. Don't join them. Be the one who thinks, decides, and commits fully, because your future depends not on what you start, but on what you finish. Chapter 2. Respect yourself by never starting what feels impossible. Respect is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself, and it is earned through the choices you make every day. One of the ways people lose respect for themselves is by constantly trying to start things that are far beyond their reach. When you start what feels impossible, you set yourself up for failure before you've even taken the first step. And when failure becomes a pattern, your belief in yourself weakens. To live with strength and dignity, you must learn to honor yourself enough to never start what you know deep down you cannot finish. Think about what happens when someone constantly takes on challenges they cannot handle. At first, it might feel exciting, even daring, but very soon, the weight of reality shows up. They realize they don't have the resources, they don't have the discipline, they don't have the energy, or maybe they simply don't have the right timing in life to carry it through. What follows? Frustration, discouragement, and eventually giving up. Every time this happens, they lose more faith in themselves. The problem is not their ambition, the problem is the lack of honest self-awareness. Respecting yourself means knowing your limits and building from where you are instead of pretending to be somewhere you are not. When you respect yourself, you stop chasing goals just to impress others. You stop trying to prove to the world that you can do everything. You realize that maturity comes from choosing goals that you can realistically handle and carry to the end. This doesn't mean you play it safe forever. It means you grow step by step. You don't leap into what feels impossible. You commit to what feels possible. Then you finish it, and that completion gives you the strength and confidence to take on more next time. Real progress is built this way. Gradual, steady, sustainable. A lot of people confuse respect with arrogance. They think respecting themselves means they must take on huge, impossible tasks to prove their worth. But it's the opposite. Respect is quiet. Respect is knowing yourself so well that you refuse to waste your energy on something you know you can't see through. Respect is keeping your word, not to the world, but to yourself. If you promise yourself something and then abandon it, you are teaching your mind that your word has no weight. Over time, this erodes your dignity. But when you only start what you can realistically finish, you teach yourself that your decisions matter. You prove to yourself that you can trust your own judgment. That is self-respect in action. Imagine for a moment you're standing in front of two doors. One door leads to a path you know you can walk. It will be hard, but it's within your ability. The other door leads to a mountain you cannot climb, not yet, not today. If you pick the mountain, you may impress someone for a moment with your bold choice, but soon you will collapse halfway up. If you pick the path, you will reach the end, and the success will give you the strength to face harder paths tomorrow. Respect is choosing the door you can walk today, while preparing yourself for the mountain later. Self-respect is also about protecting your energy. Every time you start something impossible, you drain your energy with stress and frustration. You spend hours worrying, doubting, and beating yourself up because you can't keep up with what you promised. That's wasted energy. That's strength you could have put into something meaningful and achievable. Respect means saying no to what will drain you so you can say yes to what will build you. This principle applies in every area of life. In your career, respect yourself enough to accept roles and responsibilities that match your current ability. Don't take on a position just for the title if you know you're not ready to handle the pressure. Instead, take on challenges that push you slightly beyond your comfort zone, but not into collapse. In your health, respect yourself enough to avoid extreme routines that you know you won't stick with. Choose habits you can maintain for life, not diets that you abandon in 2 weeks. In relationships, respect yourself enough not to commit to people or promises you know you can't honor. Each of these choices builds dignity because they come from honesty. Many people think saying no is weakness. They believe that turning down something that feels impossible makes them less ambitious. But the truth is, saying no to the wrong thing is one of the strongest decisions you can make. It's not weakness, it's wisdom. Weakness is saying yes to everything and then quitting later. Strength is saying no up front to what doesn't align with your current ability, then giving your full heart to what you can handle. You see, success is not about how much you take on. It's about how much you finish. If you keep taking on impossible goals and quitting them, you will never build the track record you need to trust yourself. But if you consistently take on achievable goals and finish them, you create a history of completion. That history is the foundation of your self-respect. It's the proof you carry inside that says, I can trust myself to finish what I start. Respecting yourself also means respecting your time. Every time you start something impossible, you waste time that could have been used for something achievable. Time is the most valuable resource you have. Once it's gone forever. Wasting it on impossible tasks is like throwing away pieces of your life. When you think carefully and refuse to start what you know you cannot finish, you protect your time. You use it to build habits, projects, and relationships that give you real returns. Now think about how it feels to abandon something you started. It leaves a heaviness in your chest, a sense of disappointment. That feeling lingers. You may not talk about it, but it stays with you. Each unfinished task is a small wound to your confidence. Respect is about avoiding those wounds by being wise enough not to start in the first place. On the other hand, think about how it feels to finish something fully. Even if it was small, you feel proud, light, and strong. That feeling builds you. That's what respect feels like. It feels like pride in your own discipline. You might ask, how do I know what feels impossible? The answer is in honest reflection. You know yourself better than anyone else. You know your current limits, your strengths, your weaknesses, and your situation. When you pause to ask yourself, can I truly finish this? You will feel the answer. If deep down it feels impossible, respect yourself enough to walk away. If it feels challenging but possible, respect yourself enough to commit fully. That honesty is the key. It's not about avoiding challenges, it's about avoiding self-destruction. There's a difference between something that is difficult and something that is impossible. Difficult means it will stretch you, but with effort, you can do it. Impossible means no matter how hard you try right now, you don't yet have what it takes to carry it through. Respect is knowing the difference and acting wisely. When you live this way, people will notice. They will see that your word is strong. They will trust you more because you don't overpromise. They will respect you because you respect yourself. But the greatest reward is not what people think, it's what you feel inside. You'll wake up with more confidence. You'll face new days without the burden of unfinished tasks weighing you down. You'll know that whatever you start, you can finish. That peace of mind is priceless. So respect yourself enough to be honest. Respect yourself enough to say no when something is beyond your reach. Respect yourself enough to start only what you can carry to the end. That respect will transform your life because it will free you from the endless cycle of disappointment and regret. It will give you clarity. It will give you dignity. And it will give you strength. In the end, your life is not measured by how many things you start. It's measured by how many things you finish. Respect yourself by never starting what feels impossible, and you will build a life filled with completion, pride, and true progress.
Chapter 3. Protect your focus,
by finishing everything you begin. Focus is one of the most valuable strengths a person can develop, and yet most people waste it without realizing how powerful it really is. Every time you begin something and leave it unfinished, you scatter your focus, you divide your attention, and instead of becoming sharp and effective, your mind becomes cluttered and restless. Protecting your focus means treating it as something precious, something worth guarding. The way to do that is simple but demanding. Finish everything you begin, because every time you bring something to completion, you free your focus. Every time you leave something unfinished, you drain it. Think about how the human mind works. When you have 10 unfinished tasks sitting in your head, even the ones you're not actively working on still take up space. You can feel them pulling at you. You go through your day, and in the back of your mind, there's always that voice reminding you of what you haven't done yet. That voice steals energy. It distracts you from being fully present. It makes you anxious, tired, and less productive. But when you finish what you start, your mind becomes clear. You feel lighter. You can focus fully on the next thing. That is the real power of completion. It protects your focus so you can give your best to what matters most. People often underestimate how damaging unfinished work really is. They think it's harmless to leave a book unread, a project half done, or a promise half kept. But each unfinished effort creates an invisible burden. It's like carrying extra weight everywhere you go. You can't see it, but you feel it. It distracts you and it weakens you. Protecting your focus means refusing to carry that weight. You don't allow unfinished tasks to follow you around. You close them. You finish them. You give them the dignity of completion, and then you move forward clean. The greatest mistake people make is starting more than they can handle. They want to do everything at once. They want to feel busy, to feel important, to feel like they're moving fast. But busyness is not progress. Starting many things and finishing few is a recipe for confusion and exhaustion. If you want to protect your focus, you must discipline yourself to do less, but complete all of it. That way, your focus remains strong, sharp, and effective. Finishing everything you begin builds trust with yourself. Every time you complete a task, you send a message to your own mind that you can be counted on. That message strengthens your confidence and sharpens your focus. On the other hand, if you regularly leave things unfinished, your mind begins to doubt you. The next time you start something, that doubt whispers in your ear. Will you really finish this, or will this just be another abandoned effort? That whisper divides your focus. Instead of pouring all your energy into the task, you hesitate, and hesitation is the enemy of focus. Protecting your focus by finishing what you begin is not just about efficiency. It's about integrity. Integrity is not only about telling the truth to others, it's about telling the truth to yourself. If you begin something, you've made a choice. You've declared, "This matters to me." If you walk away without completing it, you've told yourself your choices don't mean much. Over time, that damages your self-respect. But when you follow through, when you complete what you've begun, you strengthen the link between decision and action. That link is the foundation of real focus. Look at your own life. How many times have you had trouble focusing because your mind was filled with distractions of unfinished business? That report you never sent, that workout you skipped, that conversation you avoided. All of those are open tabs in your mind, and every open tab steals attention from the present moment. Closing those tabs means finishing them. Once they're closed, your mind is free to focus. Protecting your focus is not about having willpower strong enough to ignore distractions. It's about removing the distractions in the first place by completing what you started. This principle applies everywhere, in your work. Protect your focus by completing projects before starting new one. Don't overload your schedule with too many half-done tasks. In your personal life, protect your focus by keeping your word in small things. If you say you'll call someone, call them. If you say you'll clean your space, clean it. These might seem small, but every small completion strengthens your focus. Each act of finishing is like sharpening a blade. The sharper it gets, the easier it becomes to cut through the noise and stay locked in on what matters. Finishing everything you begin also develops consistency. Focus thrives on consistency. When you constantly jump from one thing to another, your focus becomes restless. It loses strength. But when you practice completing tasks, big or small, you train your mind to stay steady. Over time, this steadiness grows into discipline. Discipline fuels focus, and focus fuels success. That's why finishing matters so much. It's not just about the task, it's about the character you build while completing it. There's also a deeper psychological effect. Unfinished work often creates guilt. You may not notice it right away, but it stays inside you. That guilt drains energy. It clouds your thinking. It steals focus. On the other hand, finishing gives you a sense of closure. It releases your mind from the burden of guilt and opens space for clarity. When you complete what you start, you don't carry regret, you carry momentum. And momentum is what keeps your focus alive. Some people will argue that not everything needs to be finished. They'll say, it's okay to quit if something doesn't matter anymore. And yes, it's true that sometimes you must adjust your direction. But there is a difference between wisely adjusting your course and habitually abandoning things. If you make a decision to stop, it should be deliberate and complete, not careless and unfinished. Otherwise, it still lingers in your mind as an incomplete task. Respect yourself enough to either finish or consciously close a chapter. That act alone protects your focus. The discipline of finishing creates a powerful ripple effect. Each time you complete something, your focus sharpens. Each sharp focus leads to better results. Better results create pride and confidence. Pride and confidence make it easier to focus even more deeply on the next task. This cycle strengthens your entire life. On the other hand, if you develop the habit of quitting midway, the ripple effect works in reverse. Each unfinished task weakens your focus. Weak focus produces poor results. Poor results lower your confidence, and lower confidence makes it harder to stay focused. The choice is yours. Strengthen the cycle through completion, or weaken it through neglect. Protecting your focus is not a luxury, it is a necessity. In a world full of noise, your focus is the only thing that can keep you moving forward with clarity. Every distraction, every half-done task, every abandoned effort chips away at that clarity. The way to defend it is by finishing what you start. It doesn't matter if the task is big or small. It doesn't matter if it's personal or professional. What matters is the habit. The habit of finishing transforms you into someone whose focus cannot be broken. Think about the satisfaction of walking into a room with no unfinished work hanging over you. Think about the energy that comes from knowing you completed everything you promised yourself. That satisfaction fuels more focus. It creates space in your mind and power in your actions. Compare that to the anxiety of sitting among piles of incomplete work, feeling guilty and overwhelmed. Which life do you want? The answer is obvious, and it begins with finishing what you start. So build this habit into your daily life. Start your morning by finishing one small thing. Maybe it's organizing your desk, sending an email, or completing a workout. Each act of finishing sets the tone for the day. Each completed task protects your focus for the next one. By the end of the day, instead of carrying 10 half-done tasks into tomorrow, you carry a clear mind and a stronger focus. Protecting your focus is protecting your future. If you want to achieve anything meaningful, you need the ability to concentrate fully. That ability doesn't come by chance. It comes from the habit of finishing. Start less, complete more. Begin with purpose, follow through with discipline, and close every task with pride. That's how you build a life where your focus is unshakable. When you look back at your life, you won't feel proud of how many things you started. You'll feel proud of how many you finished. Each finished task will stand as proof of your discipline, your integrity, and your strength. That's the reward of protecting your focus. That's the life of someone who doesn't scatter their energy, but directs it with power. And that begins the moment you make the choice, whatever I begin, I will finish. That choice protects your focus more than anything else.
Chapter 4. Strengthen your will by refusing half-finished work. Your will is the inner strength that decides how far you can go in life. It's not just about talent, resources, or luck. It's about that deep power inside of you that says, I will see this through. And one of the fastest ways to weaken that power is to allow yourself to live with half-finished work. Every time you leave something incomplete, you send a signal to your will that quitting is acceptable. You tell your mind that effort can stop whenever things get uncomfortable. Over time, that repeated message weakens you. To build true inner strength, you must refuse to accept half-finished work in your life. When you refuse half-finished work, you are telling yourself that your standards matter. You are refusing to let laziness or distraction control you. You are proving that your word is final. People who constantly stop halfway don't lack intelligence or ability, they lack will. And the will only grows when it is trained. Just like the body becomes stronger when you push your muscles to finish the last repetition, the will becomes stronger when you force yourself to complete what you began. Each time you finish, you make your will a little harder, a little sharper, a little more reliable. Half-finished work carries a hidden cost. At first, it looks harmless. You tell yourself you'll come back later, you'll finish it another time. But the truth is, unfinished work doesn't disappear. It lingers. It follows you in your thoughts. It lowers your energy and eats away at your confidence. You begin to carry silent guilt. You might not talk about it, but you feel it. That weight builds until you doubt your ability to finish anything at all. And that doubt is dangerous. It makes you hesitant. It makes you weaker. Refusing half-finished work breaks that cycle. It frees you from the invisible chains of regret and gives you back your strength. Strengthening your will through this principle also develops resilience. Life will always present obstacles. Things won't go smoothly. The temptation to stop halfway will show up often. But if you decide in advance that half-finished is not an option, you condition your mind to push through discomfort. You no longer ask, should I keep going? You only ask, how do I finish? That shift in perspective is what separates the people who succeed from the people who stay stuck. Success doesn't come to those who are never challenged. It comes to those who finish despite the challenge. Respect for yourself is also tied to this. If you allow yourself to live surrounded by half-finished work, unfinished projects, broken promises, incomplete goals, you send a message that you don't value your own time or your own word. But if you refuse half-finished work, you create an identity that demands completion. Others will notice it too. They'll see you as reliable, as disciplined, as someone who can be counted on. But more important than what others think is how you see yourself. Each completed effort becomes proof that you are strong enough to carry things to the end. That proof builds unshakable confidence. Think about the difference between two people. One has dozens of projects half done. Books unread, ideas started but never completed, goals written down but abandoned. The other has fewer projects but all completed. Which one has the stronger will? Which one has the sharper focus? Which one feels more confident? It is never the one who spreads themselves thin. It is always the one who refuses to stop until the work is done. This is not about doing more. It's about doing with full integrity. It's about teaching yourself that you are the kind of person who finishes. Practical application of this principle starts small. You don't need to begin with massive projects. Look around your daily life. That drawer you've been meaning to organize, that task you've been delaying, that call you've been avoiding, finish them. Each small completion strengthens your will. Each act of refusing half-finished work adds another layer to your character. Soon it becomes your identity. You no longer tolerate loose ends. You no longer excuse yourself with "I'll do it later." You become someone who closes every loop. That habit builds momentum, and momentum strengthens willpower even more. Another important aspect is clarity. Often work is left half-finished because of poor planning. People dive in without a clear sense of what it will take to finish. Then when reality sets in, they stop halfway. To refuse half-finished work, you must also learn to plan realistically. Ask yourself before starting, do I have the time, the energy and the discipline to finish this? If the answer is no, don't start. That honesty protects your will from being drained by abandoned efforts. And when you do say yes, commit completely. That balance of careful selection and full commitment is the foundation of strength. Your will is like a muscle. It grows under pressure. But the right kind of pressure is needed. Half-finished work teaches your will to collapse under strain. Completed work teaches your will to endure. Every time you finish, even when it's difficult, you stretch your capacity. You build endurance. You create a pattern of persistence. The more you practice this, the more natural it becomes. What once felt impossible now feels like a standard. That's how strong people are made, not by avoiding difficulty, but by refusing to give in halfway. There is also a psychological reward that comes with finishing. When you complete something fully, you feel a rush of pride. Your mind registers victory. That victory energizes you and prepares you for the next challenge. Compare that to the dull, draining feeling of leaving things half done. One builds you, the other breaks you. The choice is always there. Which feeling do you want to carry through your life? Refusing half-finished work also protects your future. The habits you practice today will shape who you are tomorrow. If you make a habit of quitting halfway, you are building a future filled with regret and disappointment. But if you make a habit of finishing, no matter how small the task, you are building a future filled with strength and trust. That trust is not only in yourself, but also in the opportunities life will present. Because opportunities often come to those who are known for finishing. Life rewards those who can be counted on to complete. There is a certain peace that comes when you live this way. Instead of carrying the mental weight of a dozen incomplete tasks, you carry the calmness of knowing that you finish what you start. That peace is priceless. It allows you to focus deeply, to rest fully, to move forward without hesitation. Half-finished work robs you of peace. Finished work restores it, so strengthen your will by setting this standard for yourself. I will not live with half-finished work. If I start, I will finish. If I cannot finish, I will not start. That clarity will transform your character. It will make you reliable, strong, and disciplined. Over time, your will becomes unbreakable. You'll stop doubting yourself because you'll have a history of completions to rely on. You'll know deep down that you can trust yourself to carry things through. This isn't about perfection. It's about integrity. It's about creating a lifestyle where finishing is non-negotiable. It's about becoming the kind of person who refuses to quit when things get tough. Each time you hold yourself to that standard, your will hardens. it becomes less influenced by emotion, less distracted by excuses, less tempted by the easy way out. Instead, it becomes focused, determined, and disciplined. Half-finished work weakens your spirit. Finished work strengthens it. That's the simple truth. Protect your dignity. Build your strength. Refuse to let yourself live surrounded by incomplete efforts. Strengthen your will by finishing everything and never allowing half done to be good enough. That choice, repeated daily, will transform not only what you achieve, but who you become.
Chapter 5. Build confidence by always finishing what you start. Confidence is not something you are born with, it is something you build. It doesn't arrive from nowhere, and it doesn't stay with you unless you protect it. Confidence comes from proof. Proof that you can depend on yourself. Proof that your actions match your words. Proof that you have the discipline to see things through. The strongest way to build that proof is by always finishing what you start. Every time you complete something you commit to, you place another brick in the foundation of your confidence. And every time you walk away without finishing, you remove one. That's why people struggle with self-belief. It's not because they're incapable, it's because they carry too many unfinished promises to themselves. Confidence grows through completion, because completion gives you evidence. You can look back and say, I did that. You can recall the effort, the persistence, the decision to follow through, and you can carry that memory forward as strength. Without that evidence, your confidence is only a hope. It's fragile, easy to break, but with it, your confidence is grounded in reality. You know you can trust yourself, because you've seen yourself finish. That trust is the heart of confidence. When you start something, you are setting a challenge for yourself. Finishing it is the act that confirms you can handle that challenge. If you stop halfway, you leave yourself with doubt. That doubt sits in your mind and whispers, maybe I can't do it. But when you push through and complete the work, the doubt is silenced. You replace it with certainty. That certainty is confidence. It doesn't come from other people's approval. It comes from the private victories you accumulate by finishing what you begin. Think about how children build confidence. A child who learns to tie their shoes, complete a puzzle or finish a drawing, doesn't need applause to feel proud. The act of completion itself gives them pride. Adults are no different. We may chase achievements, money, recognition, but underneath all of that, what really fuels our belief is finishing. Finishing gives us a track record. Each track record builds a story we tell ourselves. I can trust me. That story is the most important one you will ever carry. Building confidence by always finishing what you start also eliminates the habit of making excuses. Excuses weaken you because they allow you to escape responsibility. But when you live by the standard of finishing, excuses lose power. You stop negotiating with yourself, and you stop justifying why you quit. Instead, you train your mind to push past difficulty and bring things to completion. This habit hardens your character, and that hardened character is where real confidence is born. There is another truth you need to understand. Unfinished tasks breed insecurity. They sit in your environment and remind you of what you didn't complete. You see the half-read book on your desk, the unused equipment in the corner, the project left hanging in your notes. Each one is a silent reminder of weakness. You may not talk about it, but you feel it, and each one chips away at your belief. On the other hand, finished tasks remove insecurity. They stand as proof that you are capable. They give you the inner voice that says, I can count on myself. That voice grows louder the more you finish. To build confidence, you don't need grand victories. You don't need to conquer impossible challenges. You need consistent completions. Finish small things daily. Finish the conversation you started. Finish the workout you committed to. Finish the job you promised to complete.
These small completions compound over time. They create a steady flow of victories, and that steady flow builds a deep reservoir of confidence. When bigger challenges arrive, you can draw from that reservoir. You'll know you can face them, because you have a history of finishing behind you. Confidence is often misunderstood as arrogance or boldness, but confidence is quiet. It doesn't need to shout. It doesn't need to show off. Confidence is the calm certainty you feel inside when you know you can trust yourself. That certainty comes only from action, not from thinking, not from wishing, not from starting, but from finishing. The person who always finishes is the person who walks into any situation with steady belief. That is the type of confidence no one can take away from you. There's also a powerful connection between confidence and momentum. When you finish something, it gives you energy. That energy carries you into the next task. You move forward with more belief, more clarity, more determination. Each completion builds momentum, and momentum makes confidence stronger. The opposite is also true. When you leave things unfinished, you drain momentum. You stall. You hesitate, and hesitation feeds insecurity. That's why finishing is so critical. It not only gives you proof, it keeps you moving forward. Look at people who radiate confidence. They are not confident because life was easy for them. They are confident because they've finished things. They've faced difficulty, stayed the course, and completed what they set out to do. Each finished effort added to their belief. You can build the same belief by holding yourself to the standard of completion. Confidence is not gifted, it is earned, and you earn it by finishing, over and over again. If you want to test this, start small today. Pick one thing you've been delaying, and finish it. Notice how you feel afterward. Notice the small boost of pride, the clarity in your mind, the sense of lightness. That's confidence being built in real time. Then do it again tomorrow. Each day, finish something. Each day, strengthen your proof. In time, you'll carry yourself differently. You'll speak with more certainty. You'll walk with more conviction, because you'll know that you are someone who finishes. Another important part of this principle is self-respect. Confidence and self-respect are closely connected. When you finish what you start, you respect your own time, your own word, and your own energy. That respect becomes confidence. But when you abandon tasks, when you quit without finishing, you lose respect for yourself. And without respect, confidence cannot grow. If you want true belief, start with respect. And respect comes from honoring your commitments until the end. In life, opportunities often come to those who appear confident. People trust and follow those who believe in themselves. If you want to attract opportunities, build that belief by completing what you begin. Each finished task strengthens your reputation, not just with others, but with yourself. And the person who trusts themselves deeply is unstoppable. That is the kind of confidence that carries you through setbacks, challenges, and obstacles. Confidence is not built in one day. It is built over years of consistent finish. Each time you complete something, no matter how small, you reinforce your foundation. Over time, that foundation becomes unshakable. When storms come, you stand firm, because you know your history. You know you've finished before, and you know you can finish again. That is the kind of confidence that cannot be destroyed. So commit yourself to this simple but powerful rule. Build your confidence by always finishing what you start. Don't give yourself the option of quitting. Don't allow yourself to collect half-done effort. Protect your dignity by completing everything you touch. With each completion, your confidence will grow. With each completion, your willpower will strengthen. And with each completion, you will transform into someone who not only believes in themselves, but proves it through action. Confidence is not built in the mind. It is built in the actions you take. Start today. Finish what you began yesterday. Finish what you promised yourself last week. Finish the small and the big alike. The more you finish, the more confident you become. And once you have that confidence, there is no limit to what you can achieve. Chapter 6. Stop harming yourself by leaving things incomplete daily. Every day, the choices you make either strengthen you or weaken you. Most people don't notice the damage they do to themselves by leaving things incomplete, but it happens quietly, almost invisibly, and over time it steals away their confidence, their focus, and their belief in their own abilities. Each time you start something and don't bring it to completion, you harm yourself in ways you may not realize. You might think you're saving time by moving on to the next thing, but in reality you're building a habit that eats away at your strength. To live with discipline and pride, you must stop harming yourself by leaving things incomplete daily. An incomplete task doesn't just disappear, it doesn't fade away as if it never existed. It stays with you. It takes up space in your mind and weighs on you even if you pretend not to notice it. Think about all the small things you've left unfinished, the email you never sent, the room you didn't clean, the goal you wrote down but never worked on. These are not harmless details, they are open loops in your brain. Each open loop drains mental energy, each one distracts you from the present. You might wonder why you feel restless or unmotivated at times, and often the reason is simple: you are carrying the weight of unfinished business. When you leave things incomplete every day, you create a pattern of self-sabotage. You teach yourself that effort doesn't need to be followed through. You create a version of yourself who is comfortable quitting. And once quitting becomes comfortable, progress becomes impossible. Think about it. How can you build momentum if you keep interrupting it? How can you develop strength if you constantly stop midway? The harm comes not from the single incomplete task, but from the habit it creates. And habits define who you become. The harm of incompleteness is not only mental but emotional. When you break promises to yourself by leaving tasks unfinished, you create disappointment within. That disappointment turns into frustration, and frustration turns into guilt. Guilt is heavy. It makes you feel unworthy of success. You might look fine on the outside, but inside you feel a quiet dissatisfaction. Each incomplete effort adds another layer of that dissatisfaction, until it becomes part of your identity. Soon you stop trusting yourself, and when you stop trusting yourself, your confidence fades. This is how people lose their edge, not through big failures, but through daily incompleteness. Respecting yourself requires closing what you start. Self-respect is not built on how much you begin, but on how much you finish. When you look around your environment and see piles of unfinished tasks, you're reminded that you've been breaking promises to yourself. That's damaging. But when you look around and see finished work, even small things, you feel stronger. You remind yourself that you can be trusted, and that trust is what keeps you moving forward with confidence. Another hidden harm of leaving things incomplete is the way it consumes your time. People often think they save time by dropping something halfway. But the opposite is true. Unfinished tasks stay in your head, and they return again and again, until you finally deal with them. That constant return wastes more time than if you had simply finished the task in the first place. Completion frees your time. Incompletion traps it. If you want to live with freedom, stop creating unnecessary traps through daily incompleteness. You must also recognize that leaving things unfinished is a way of lowering your standards. Each incomplete effort tells your mind that almost is good enough, but almost never builds greatness. Almost never creates results. If you want to live with strength, You must set a higher standard. Your standard must be that when you start, you finish. No exceptions. The higher your standards, the stronger you become. Lower standards create weakness, and weakness is what comes from tolerating incompleteness. Think about the way you feel when you finish something important. That feeling of relief, satisfaction, and pride is not just emotional, it's psychological fuel. It tells your brain, I can trust myself. But when you don't finish, you rob yourself of that fuel. You leave yourself running on empty. Each day you live with unfinished work, you're starving your mind of the proof it needs to believe in you. If you wonder why you lack confidence, it's often because you lack a record of completion. The solution is simple, though not easy. You must train yourself to finish what you start, no matter how small. Start with the daily tasks. If you say you'll clean a room, clean it completely. If you begin writing, complete the page. If you commit to exercise, finish the routine. Each finished task may seem small in the moment, but it adds up. Over weeks and months, those small completions create a powerful sense of self-trust. That trust pushes you to take on bigger challenges, and because you've built the habit of finishing, you'll complete those as well. This is how lives are transformed, not in sudden leaps, but in the daily practice of completing. What makes this principle powerful is that it applies everywhere. In your work, incomplete tasks ruin your reputation and lower your performance. In your health, incomplete habits keep you stuck in cycles of starting and stopping, without results. In your relationships, incomplete promises damage trust and create distance. No part of life is immune to the damage caused by incompleteness. But the reverse is also true. Completion in every area builds respect, builds strength, and builds confidence. That's why it's so important to stop harming yourself by leaving things incomplete every day. There's also an important lesson about discipline here. Discipline is not about what you do once in a while. It's about what you do consistently. Each time you leave something unfinished, you weaken discipline. But each time you complete something, no matter how small, you strengthen. Discipline grows from repetition, and the repetition of finishing is the foundation. If you want more discipline in your life, stop abandoning tasks and start closing them. Consider how much lighter you would feel if you cleared away the incompleteness around you. Imagine finishing the tasks that have been sitting on your mind for weeks. Imagine walking into a space free of unfinished work. The clarity and relief you would feel would be immense. That clarity gives you energy. That energy allows you to focus fully on what matters now. Completion doesn't just close the past, it powers the present. To protect yourself from the harm of incompleteness, you need a personal rule. I do not allow myself to leave things undone. This rule creates a filter. Before you begin anything, you ask yourself, am I prepared to finish this? If the answer is no, you don't start. If the answer is yes, you commit until the end. Living by this rule removes clutter from your life. It keeps your days clean, focused, and purposeful. You no longer carry guilt because you no longer allow incompleteness to pile up. You replace guilt with pride, and pride fuels confidence. The truth is, incompleteness is one of the greatest forms of self-harm. It might not leave scars you can see, but it damages your mind and spirit. It takes away your belief in yourself and replaces it with doubt. But completion heals. Completion rebuilds. Completion restores belief. When you stop harming yourself with incompleteness, you start strengthening yourself with achievement. That change makes all the difference. So today, look at your life with honesty. Where are you leaving things incomplete? What unfinished tasks are weighing on you? Make a decision to close them. Make a decision to stop carrying the burden of half-done work. Each time you finish, you protect yourself. Each time you finish, you build strength. And each time you finish, you move closer to the person you want to become. Stop harming yourself by leaving things incomplete daily. Replace incompleteness with completion. Replace guilt with pride. Replace weakness with strength. Your life will transform when you make this decision. Not tomorrow, not next week, but today. Completion is power. Incompletion is harm. Protect yourself by choosing power every single day.
Chapter 7. Choose only goals you can fully see through. One of the biggest mistakes people make is chasing goals they never had the intention or the ability to see through. They get caught up in the rush of excitement, the thrill of starting something new, or the influence of someone else's expectations. For a moment, it feels right. For a moment, it feels inspiring. But very soon, the reality comes in, and they realize they don't have the time, the energy, or the discipline to carry it to the end. That's why so many lives are filled with unfinished plans, wasted effort, and disappointment. If you want to live with strength and progress, you must choose only the goals you can fully see through. Choosing goals is not about how ambitious you sound to others. It's not about setting grand statements to look impressive. It's about being honest with yourself. It's about knowing where you stand today and setting goals you can actually commit to and finish. There is no strength in pretending. There is strength in clarity. A goal that you finish builds confidence. A goal that you abandon builds shame. This is why you must be careful in choosing what you commit to. Every goal becomes a test of your word. If you quit halfway, your word loses value. If you finish, your word becomes powerful. You don't have to chase every opportunity that comes your way. Not every goal is meant for you right now. Some may belong to a future version of you, a stronger, more experienced version. But if you try to carry them today, they will crush you. Choosing goals you can fully see through is about timing. It's about matching your goals with your current stage of growth. You can climb the mountain one step at a time, but if you try to leap to the top in one jump, you will fall. Respect the process. Set goals you can finish at this stage of your life, then let those completions prepare you for bigger goals later. Clarity is the first step. Before you commit to a goal, ask yourself clear questions. Why am I choosing this? Do I have the discipline to carry it through? Am I prepared for the obstacles? Am I willing to give the time it demands? If you hesitate to answer, that's a sign you're not ready. And if you're not ready, the most respectful thing you can do for yourself is to wait. Never commit to something just because it sounds good. Commit because you know you can see it through. That honesty will save you from the pain of regret later. The truth is, unfinished goals don't just disappear. They remain as silent reminders of failure. They live in your mind and eat at your confidence. Every abandoned effort becomes a memory that whispers, "You didn't finish." Too many whispers of failure will silence your belief in yourself. But finished goals become victories. They remind you of your discipline, your focus, your persistence. They whisper, "You can be trusted." And those whispers of victory build your confidence to a level where you no longer fear taking on new challenges. When you choose goals you can fully see through, you free yourself from unnecessary distraction. Too many people are scattered because they commit to 10 goals at once, but finish none. Their focus is split, their energy drained, and their spirit weakened. But when you choose fewer goals, goals you can realistically complete, you give yourself the chance to focus fully. Focus produces results, and results build momentum. The discipline of choosing wisely is what allows momentum to grow in your life. There is also dignity in finishing. When you complete a goal, even a small one, you feel proud. You feel a sense of control over your life. That pride doesn't come from beginning. It comes from finishing. But you can't finish
If you choose goals that are beyond your reach right now, if you constantly take on things that you cannot see through, you deny yourself the satisfaction of completion. You deny yourself the pride that comes with progress. And eventually you stop believing in your own ability. That is the damage of careless goal setting. The way to avoid this is to set goals that stretch you, but don't break you. Goals that challenge you, but still remain possible. Growth happens at the edge of your ability, not outside of it. If you choose something far beyond your reach, you will collapse. If you choose something slightly beyond your comfort zone, you will grow. That growth will prepare you for more. This is how real success is built, by finishing what you can finish, and using those completions to fuel greater goals. You must also consider why a goal matters to you. A goal without meaning will never survive difficulty. When things get tough, and they always do, only a meaningful goal will keep you moving forward. If you choose goals only to impress others, or to keep up appearances, you will quit the moment it becomes hard. But if you choose goals that matter deeply to you, you'll carry them through, because you'll have a reason. Meaning fuels persistence. Without meaning, no goal will ever be finished. Another key is alignment. Your goals must align with your values and your vision of the future. If you chase something that doesn't align with who you are or where you want to go, you'll abandon it midway, because it won't feel right. Alignment ensures that the effort is worth it, that the struggle has purpose. When your goals are aligned, finishing them doesn't just build confidence, it builds your life in the direction you truly want. Think about how many times people overwhelm themselves by choosing too much. They want to lose weight, build wealth, learn a new skill, start a business, change careers, all at once. The intention is good, but the execution is impossible. They set themselves up for failure. Instead, imagine if they picked one goal, something achievable, and finished it fully. The sense of victory from that completion would spill into the next goal, and then the next. That's how transformation happens. Not by chasing everything, but by finishing one thing at a time. When you choose goals you can see through, you also create a cleaner life. No more clutter of half-done projects, no more weight of broken promises. Instead, you live with clarity. You know exactly what you're working on, why it matters, and how you will finish it. That clarity is powerful. It removes stress, it sharpens focus, and it builds peace of mind. Peace doesn't come from starting many things. It comes from finishing a few meaningful ones. You must also understand that goals are not equal. Some are worth your full commitment. Others are distractions disguised as opportunities. Learning to say no to the wrong goals is as important as saying yes to the right ones. Each wrong goal you commit to is a thief of time, energy, and focus. Each right goal you commit to is a builder of character and confidence. The discipline of choosing wisely is what separates those who grow from those who remain stuck. If you want to live with power, create a rule for yourself. I only choose goals I can fully finish. Let this guide your decisions. Before you say yes to something, test it. Ask yourself, does this goal align with my values? Do I have the resources to see it through? Am I willing to pay the price? If the answer is not clear, walk away. Protect yourself from the damage of unfinished goals by refusing to start what you cannot complete. That's not weakness, that's wisdom. And remember, the size of the goal doesn't matter as much as the completion. A small goal finished is worth more than a big goal abandoned. A completed step forward is more powerful than a giant leap that ends halfway. Build a life filled with completions, not abandonment. Build a record of victories, not excuses. That record becomes your strength. It becomes the proof that you can handle whatever comes your way. So choose carefully. Choose only what you can fully see through. Honor your time, your focus, and your energy by directing them toward goals that you can carry to the end. Each finished goal will add to your confidence. Each completion will strengthen your character. And over time, you'll build not just a list of achievements, but a life filled with meaning, dignity, and pride.
Chapter 8. Decide carefully so you never quit midway again. The reason so many people quit halfway is because they never took the time to make a careful decision in the beginning. They jumped into something out of excitement, pressure, or impulse, and when the weight of responsibility showed up, they had no foundation strong enough to carry them. That's why deciding carefully is one of the most important habits you can build. A decision made with clarity gives you strength when motivation fades. A decision made with thought gives you stability when challenges arrive. When you decide carefully, you protect yourself from quitting midway. Most of the time, quitting doesn't come from lack of talent. It doesn't even come from lack of opportunity. It comes from poor preparation. People decide too fast. They commit without asking themselves if they are ready. They say yes because it feels good in the moment, not because they've considered the cost. But every goal, every project, every promise carries a cost. It will demand time, energy, focus, and sacrifice. If you don't weigh those costs before starting, you will stumble when they appear. Deciding carefully means you calculate the price in advance and commit only if you are willing to pay it. That's how you avoid quitting. A careful decision is built on honest reflection. It requires asking the right questions. Why am I choosing this? Does this align with what I value most? Am I pursuing this because it matters to me or because I want approval from others? Can I give the time and attention required? Do I have the discipline to push through when it becomes boring or difficult? If you can't answer these questions honestly, you're not ready to begin. Rushing in without clarity is an invitation to quit later. Taking the time to reflect is what anchors you to the path when the journey gets hard. Another part of careful decision-making is knowing your priorities. You cannot do everything at once. Life is full of choices, and each choice means saying no to something else. If you try to carry too many goals, you will drop them one by one. But if you decide carefully which ones truly matter, you can protect your focus and finish them. Quitting midway often happens because people overload themselves. They spread their energy too thin and then blame themselves for not finishing. The truth is, they simply chose without considering what they could handle. Careful decision-making prevents that trap. There is also discipline in waiting. Sometimes the strongest decision is to delay a goal until you are ready. Many people think saying yes quickly shows confidence, but real confidence is the ability to say no when something doesn't fit right now. You can always return to it later, when you have more resources, more skill, or more stability. Deciding carefully means respecting your timing. It means choosing goals that fit your present capacity, not goals that crush you before you even begin. This patience protects you from quitting and keeps your word intact. When you decide without care, you also put your reputation at risk. Every time you quit midway, people learn something about you. They learn that your word is not solid. They learn that your commitments are not trustworthy. Over time, this damages not only how others see you, but how you see yourself. Each broken promise lowers your self-respect. But when you decide carefully and finish what you start, the opposite happens. People learn to trust you. You learn to trust yourself. That trust becomes a foundation for bigger opportunities. A wise decision also involves preparing for obstacles in advance. Too many people quit not because the challenge was impossible, but because they were surprised by it. They thought everything would go smoothly. They imagined progress would be easy. When reality struck, they gave up. But if you decide carefully, you plan for setbacks before they happen. You ask yourself, what will I do when I face difficulty? What steps will I take when motivation is gone? By planning ahead, you strip the power from surprises.
Instead of quitting, you adapt. Careful decisions create resilience, because they account for the hard moments before they arrive. Confidence also comes from deciding carefully. When you know you've thought it through, you carry a different kind of certainty. You don't second-guess yourself halfway through. You don't wonder if you should have chosen differently. You know you made the right choice because you weighed it fully before committing. That confidence makes it easier to finish. It keeps your energy directed forward, not wasted in doubt. People who constantly doubt themselves are usually people who made careless choices. People who stand strong are usually people who took the time to decide wisely. Careful decision-making is not about fear. It's not about avoiding risk. It's about committing with awareness. It's about saying, I know what this will take, and I'm ready to give it. That level of decision gives you strength. It transforms your promises into something solid. Quitting midway becomes unthinkable because your decision wasn't built on impulse. It was built on conviction. Think about your daily life. How many times have you said yes too quickly and later regretted it? How many projects, habits, or responsibilities did you start only to abandon them because you weren't prepared? Each one carried a cost. Lost time, wasted energy, lowered confidence. Imagine if instead you had paused, reflected, and chosen carefully. You would have fewer commitments, but each one would be completed. That is the power of careful decision-making. It cleans your life of unnecessary weight and leaves you with meaningful victories. Quitting midway is not just about one goal, it shapes your identity. If you quit often, you begin to see yourself as a quitter. That identity is hard to break because it's reinforced by your actions. But if you decide carefully and follow through, you build the opposite identity. You become someone who finishes. That identity builds strength, confidence, and pride. Each completed effort reinforces it further. That's why careful decision-making is not optional. It's essential if you want to live with discipline and dignity. Another truth is that life will always test your decisions. No matter how carefully you choose, there will be resistance. But if your decision is strong, you won't quit. If your decision was careless, you'll fold at the first challenge. That's the difference. The test itself doesn't break you. It reveals the strength of your choice. That's why you must decide carefully. You're not just choosing a goal, you're choosing how you will handle the storms along the way. There's also an emotional freedom in making careful decisions. When you stop saying yes to everything, you stop overwhelming yourself. You stop carrying guilt for all the things you started and never finished. Instead, you carry peace. You carry clarity. You move forward, knowing exactly why you're doing what you're doing, and that makes the journey lighter. Peace is not found in doing more, it's found in choosing better. If you want to live with strength, adopt this principle as a personal rule. I decide carefully, so I never quit midway again. Let it guide you. Let it shape the way you approach every new opportunity. Ask yourself the hard questions, weigh the costs, plan for obstacles, and commit only if you are ready to finish. When you live this way, you protect your word, your confidence, and your future. Decisions are powerful because they create direction, but careless decisions create regret, while careful decisions create progress. Don't rush. Don't let excitement trick you into commitments you can't honor. Build the discipline to pause, reflect, and choose wisely. Once you've chosen, give everything until the end. That is how you stop the cycle of quitting. That is how you build strength, confidence, and dignity. If you live by this principle, your life will change. You'll no longer look back at a trail of half-finished efforts. You'll look back at a record of completions, each one proof of your discipline. That record will give you confidence for the future. You'll trust yourself more. You'll carry yourself differently. And most importantly, you'll live free from the frustration of quitting halfway. Choose carefully. Decide with clarity. Commit with conviction, and never quit midway again.
Chapter 9.
Prove discipline by never abandoning your chosen path. Discipline is not measured by how strongly you start, but by how firmly you stay on the path you've chosen. Many people begin with energy and excitement, but that fades, and when it does, they start looking for reasons to quit. They convince themselves that maybe this wasn't the right time, or maybe it wasn't meant for them, or maybe something better will come along. But every time they abandon the path they once committed to, they weaken their own character. Discipline is proven not by beginning again and again, but by staying the course until the end. To live with strength, you must prove discipline by never abandoning your chosen path. Think about what happens when you abandon a path midway. You don't just leave behind a project or a goal, you leave behind a part of yourself. You carry with you the memory of quitting, and that memory stays. It comes back in moments of doubt and whispers, "You didn't finish before, why should this time be any different?" Over time, those whispers become louder until you believe them. That's how discipline erodes, quietly through unfinished paths. But when you refuse to abandon your path, you silence those whispers. You build a reputation with yourself that says, "I finish what I start, no matter how long it takes." The path you choose is not supposed to be easy. It will test you. It will present obstacles you didn't expect. But that's where discipline is revealed. Anyone can keep going when things are smooth. True discipline shows when the road is rough. It shows when progress is slow, when results take longer than expected, when temptations to quit are strongest. Staying on your chosen path in those moments proves that your discipline is real, not temporary. It proves that you are not controlled by circumstances, but by your own decision. Discipline is not about speed, it's about consistency. You don't have to sprint the entire way. You don't have to move faster than anyone else. What matters is that you keep moving forward without giving up. Even small steps taken daily will carry you further than bursts of effort followed by abandonment. The person who walks slowly but steadily on one path will always surpass the person who jumps from one path to another, quitting each time the effort becomes uncomfortable. When you abandon paths, you spread your life thin. You never finish enough to build strength in one direction. You become scattered, restless, and unfulfilled. But when you remain on the path you chose, you build depth. You grow roots. You develop mastery. You create results that last. That depth becomes your strength, and it only comes from staying, not from leaving. Proving discipline also means protecting your word. When you choose a path, you've made a promise, not just to others, but to yourself. If you abandon it, you break that promise. And when promises are broken repeatedly, trust disappears. Without trust in yourself, discipline cannot survive. But when you hold to your path, when you continue even when it's hard, you protect that trust. You prove that your word has weight. You prove that you can rely on yourself. That reliability is the essence of discipline. The danger of abandoning paths is that it becomes a habit. Once you quit one thing, it becomes easier to quit the next. Quitting builds momentum just like finishing does. Each time you walk away, you make it easier to walk away again. But the same is true for discipline. Each time you stay, each time you continue, you make it easier to keep going. You build strength. You build resilience. You make persistence your normal state. That's how discipline becomes part of your identity. You can look at history and see that those who achieved anything meaningful did so not because they never faced challenges, but because they refused to abandon their chosen path. Their discipline carried them when motivation failed. Their discipline carried them when motivation failed. Their persistence carried them when hope was thin. You have the same ability. The question is not whether the path will test you. It will. The question is whether you will stay or abandon it. When you refuse to abandon your path, you also eliminate regret. Regret doesn't come from failing. Regret comes from quitting. Failure can be respected because it means you tried until the end. Quitting cannot. It leaves you wondering what could have been if only you had stayed. Living with regret weakens you more than any obstacle ever could. But when you stay the course, even if it takes years, you live with pride. You live with the knowledge that you gave your full effort. That pride strengthens your spirit. Practical application of this principle starts with commitment. Once you've chosen a path, close the door on alternatives. Stop entertaining the idea of leaving. Stop giving yourself exit. The more options you leave open, the more tempting it becomes to quit. Discipline thrives when you make quitting impossible. Tell yourself, I'm staying on this path until I reach the end, no matter what. That kind of decision hardens your will and sharpens your focus. Another part of proving discipline is patience. Many people abandon their path because progress feels too slow. They expect quick results, and when they don't arrive, they grow frustrated. But discipline is not about results appearing instantly. It's about trusting the process. It's about giving consistent effort and allowing time to do its work. If you can learn to be patient while continuing, you'll never need to quit. You'll understand that persistence always pays off in the long run. Staying on your chosen path also creates momentum. Each day you remain committed, you add another layer of progress. Each layer builds on the one before. Over time, that accumulation becomes something powerful. But if you keep abandoning paths, you reset to zero again and again. You never let momentum build. Discipline is proven by letting momentum accumulate, not by resetting every time things feel difficult. There's also pride in endurance. When you look back and see how long you stayed on your path, you feel a strength that can't be faked. You feel proud of yourself, not because it was easy, but because it was hard and you refused to walk away. That pride becomes fuel for your future. It tells you that you are capable of handling whatever comes next. It creates confidence that no one can give you but yourself. Life will always give you reasons to abandon your path. You'll face setbacks, criticism, distractions, and even your own doubts. But each time you resist those temptations and continue forward, you strengthen discipline. You make your path cleaner, your focus sharper, and your life stronger. The reward for staying is not only the goal itself, but the character you build along the way. Proving discipline by never abandoning your chosen path is not about perfection. You will make mistakes, you will stumble, you will face days of doubt. But as long as you refuse to abandon the path, you remain on track. Discipline doesn't demand flawless execution. It demands persistence. It demands staying when others leave. It demands pushing forward when your mind tells you to quit. That persistence is what proves your strength. If you want to transform your life, adopt this as your standard. I will not abandon my path. Once I commit, I will stay. That single rule has the power to change everything. It simplifies your choices, strengthens your will, and builds your reputation with yourself. Each time you live by it, you prove discipline. And discipline is the foundation of success, confidence, and self-respect. In the end, it is not the number of paths you start that defines you. It is the number of paths you finish. Stay true to what you choose. Refuse to abandon it. Prove your discipline daily, and your life will become a record of completions, not excuses. That record is what creates pride, power, and peace. And that is the life you deserve.
Chapter 10. Live stronger by never starting beyond your capacity. Strength in life doesn't come from pretending you can handle everything. It comes from understanding your own capacity and building from there. Too many people weaken themselves by constantly starting things far beyond their current ability to manage. They take on more than they can realistically carry, and eventually they collapse under the weight. This is not strength, it's self-destruction disguised as ambition. Living stronger means respecting your limits.
It means never starting beyond what you can actually handle today, while working steadily to expand what you can handle tomorrow. The truth is, your capacity is not fixed. It grows as you grow, but it grows only when you stretch it wisely, not when you overload it recklessly. If you attempt to lift more weight than your muscles can handle, you don't get stronger, you get injured. The same principle applies to your commitments, your goals, and your responsibilities. If you take on what is far beyond your current capacity, you don't build discipline, you build frustration. You don't gain progress, you gain exhaustion. And when exhaustion becomes your daily state, quitting becomes inevitable. Living stronger requires honesty. You must choose to start only what you can carry through and allow yourself the patience to build capacity over time. A lot of people confuse pride with strength. They believe that saying yes to everything, no matter how overwhelming, proves that they are strong. But that's not strength. It's insecurity. Real strength is knowing when to say no. Real strength is understanding that overcommitting does not make you powerful. It makes you scattered and weak. Saying no to what you cannot handle is not weakness, it is wisdom. It preserves your focus, protects your energy, and ensures that you finish what you start. When you live beyond your capacity, you set yourself up for constant failure. You begin tasks you cannot finish, you accept responsibilities you cannot fulfill, and you chase goals you cannot sustain. Each failure chips away at your confidence. You begin to doubt yourself, not because you lack ability, but because you never gave yourself a fair chance. But when you live within your capacity, you give yourself the gift of completion. You finish what you begin, and each completion builds confidence. That confidence then expands your capacity, preparing you for bigger goals later. Living stronger also means respecting your time. You cannot treat your time as endless. Every hour you spend has to be managed with care. If you load your schedule with more than you can realistically complete, you harm yourself. You live in constant stress, rushing from one thing to the next, leaving nothing truly finished. But when you choose carefully, when you start only what fits your capacity, you protect your time. You make room for quality, not just quantity. Quality work, completed fully, builds strength. Rushed and abandoned work builds nothing but stress. Think about your health. If you start an extreme routine that is far beyond your current lifestyle, you will quit in frustration. That's not strength. It's failure, dressed up as effort. A stronger choice is to begin with small, sustainable actions that you can actually complete every day. Over time, those completions expand your capacity. The same is true with your career, your relationships, your finances. If you overcommit, you burn out. But if you commit to what you can handle and finish, you build the stability to grow. Living stronger is about progress, not overload. There's also an emotional cost to starting beyond your capacity. Each time you abandon something you couldn't handle, you carry guilt. That guilt drains you. It tells you that you are not disciplined, that you are not capable, that you can't be trusted to finish. Over time, those feelings break your spirit. But when you respect your capacity and finish what you begin, you replace guilt with pride. You tell yourself a different story, that you are capable, that you can be trusted, that your decisions matter. That story becomes the foundation of a stronger life. Another important truth is that capacity grows through discipline, not through recklessness. You don't increase your strength by constantly biting off more than you can chew. You increase it by finishing manageable goals consistently. Each finished goal adds to your discipline. Each act of discipline expands your capacity. This is how growth happens, not by trying to do everything at once, but by building layer upon layer of completions. That process might feel slower, but it is steady, and steady is what makes it last. Living stronger also means protecting your focus. When you start beyond your capacity, your focus is divided into too many directions. You never give your full attention to any one thing, so nothing gets the best of you. Everything suffers, and so do you. But when you work within your capacity, you can give your full focus to what matters. That kind of attention produces quality. Quality creates results. Results fuel confidence. Confidence fuels growth. This chain begins with respecting your own limits and refusing to go beyond them carelessly. The temptation to start beyond your capacity often comes from comparison. You see what others are doing, and you feel pressured to keep up, but their capacity is not your capacity. Their timing is not your timing. When you compare, you set yourself up for frustration. When you respect your own pace, you give yourself the freedom to grow authentically. Living stronger is about winning your race, not someone else's. And you can only win your race if you run at the pace you can sustain. Living beyond your capacity is also a form of disrespect toward yourself. It says that you don't value your time, your energy, or your focus enough to protect them. But living within your capacity says the opposite. It says you value yourself enough to choose wisely. That respect creates discipline, and discipline creates strength. Strength is not built by ignoring your limits, but by working with them, improving them, and expanding them step by step. Ask yourself, how many times have you started something too big, only to walk away? How many times have you loaded your life with so much responsibility that you felt crushed? Each time you do this, you harm your self-belief. Each time you abandon something, you tell yourself a story of failure. Now imagine the opposite. Imagine choosing fewer goals but finishing them all. Imagine living without the weight of unfinished work. Imagine building confidence not through talk, but through proof. That is the life you create when you choose never to start beyond your capacity. Practical strength comes from discipline in choices. Before you begin, ask yourself, do I truly have the time, the energy, and the focus to see this through? If the answer is no, then the strongest thing you can do is walk away. Not forever, but until you are ready. Strength is not rushing in blindly. Strength is waiting until you are prepared. That waiting is not weakness. It's control. It's the control that keeps you from quitting later. The reward for living this way is enormous. You begin to build a track record of completions. Each one adds to your confidence. Each one builds momentum. Each one strengthens your identity as someone who finishes. That identity becomes your foundation. It makes you reliable to yourself and to others. People trust you more, opportunities open up, and you trust yourself more deeply. All of it begins with the discipline of respecting your capacity. You also gain peace of mind. Living beyond your capacity creates constant anxiety. You wake up stressed, you go to bed unsettled, and your days feel chaotic. But living within your capacity creates calm. You know you can handle what you've chosen. You move with clarity and strength. That peace is worth more than the illusion of being busy or impressive. Peace makes you stronger than stress ever could. So live stronger by never starting beyond your capacity. Honor your current limits and use them as the foundation to grow. Commit to what you can finish today and allow completions to build your strength for tomorrow. Refuse to overload yourself with responsibilities you cannot carry. Choose wisely, finish fully, and expand steadily. That is how you build a strong, confident, and disciplined life.